Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this.
Woo! Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station, and it feels like a tad bit of calm before the storm, so to speak. Steve Rummage in the building, Nikki V in the booth.
Yeah, man, let's go. Let's get excited. It's it's time, man. It's we're day two of basketball season.
What are we going on out here?
I don't know what's going on here, but sorry. Look, it's day two of basketball season. You know, listen, much like Roman Reigns, we took a day off to mourn, and now it's say we're ready to go.
Nikki V in the booth.
They want the boot.
I'm just having a bad day, you know, like, and I'm like determined not to spread it, like,
you
know,
you,
like, but it's just one of those days where it's like I could kick a puppy.
I'm listening
today. It's just, you know,
it little things. Is it death by paper cuts?
Yeah, it's death by paper
cuts. I'm listening,
cuts, but it's one of those things where wake up on the wrong side of the bed, like went to bed too late tonight, and I knew I did.
What would you, like, point to?
I would point to the fact that 80% of this comes from the fact I get paid peanuts here. So, like, that's like,
that's,
you know,
start.
Yeah, that's like 80%.
That'll get you started off on the wrong side.
So, that'll do it.
Yeah. So that's like 80% of it. Then the fact it's raining, you know, I just rush out the door. The sandwich I'm eating, like, falls apart on me, you know. I'm trying to think other crap that happened. Yeah, my shoes are, there's something wrong with my shoe. You know, there's like the little lining is coming off and it's rubbing on my foot. All of these things, I know. Someone probably listens and is like, well, I'm in a mine and, you know.
Yeah, by themselves.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, cool. Oh, yeah, I know your day sucks more than me. I know I'm being a little bitch today. But, like, let me be a little bitch today. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's one of those things. So, it's just like you said, death by a million paper cuts.
You gotta sage your house or something.
Freaking, I couldn't sleep last night. Bet on Korean baseball, and I was like, I'll take all minus like 600, you know, bets. I just want to win a bet. Like, I'll win 50 cents. I don't care. Wake up this morning, none of them hit. Like, none of them hit. So evidently it was the most historic day
right in
fucking Korean baseball. Like, but it's just, yeah, it just, God, fine, I'll drop it. Yeah. So it just, you know, that was just like the piece de resistance. So evidently if you're a Korean baseball fan, go watch the highlights because something crazy happened last night.
It's a great game.
Yeah, right.
So The Rock can say the F word now in WWE, so we can't do. Is that how we're rolling?
Yeah, I guess so. Sorry.
Okay.
It just came out. My bad.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking KT Wiz. Doosan Bears. They're dead to me.
here's how you rescue it.
Let's do it.
It was starting last night for me.
Okay.
My swoon.
Right.
It was coming. It was coming last night. You could just tell.
You could just feel.
Little
yeah.
things weren't right. So then, listen, Steve.
Yeah.
You know when it's coming.
I understand.
A couple of times I went to the grocery store. I didn't get out of my car cleanly. And just, whoa, you know, just took a little, you know, whoa, you know, okay. You know, my hand slipped once or twice. You know, you just little things and you're just like, you know, of course the rain's coming. So your joints are a little achy and, you know, just little things is building up. So last night, you know, get out of shower, you know. Even get my little shea butter, you know, get ready. Just, you know, just I'm going to try to oil my body up and just kind of get everything, you know, get back in the right direction.
Yeah.
So I get on my bed. I feel a little wiggle. Huh. I've been feeling this little wiggle. All right. I don't know quite what it is. Just a little stability wiggle. Now, I have a Cal King bed, right? So it means it's two separate box springs. You know what I'm saying? Two separate box springs.
Oh, yeah.
Steve, I'm getting out of my bed. Go, go, go.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
The box springs opened up.
Oh.
And I'm just like that close to going.
Yeah.
And now I got those hard floors. And I'm like, you know, you just staring down at the floor because you're about to totally eat it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Nice little rescue. You know, I was able to save myself, right?
Sometimes that'll change your mood. That's true. Sometimes that'll change your mood.
You save yourself.
Okay.
You know what today we're going to do? And I'm sore from it. We got to put this thing back together again. Start over with the bed. Box springs, mattresses. May or may not have had help. May have done it myself. Who knows?
Okay.
But got the whole bed rebuilt back to square one. I was like, nope, we're going to tighten that bolt right where it needs to be.
We're going to make sure.
Start over from. Because, you know, when you first get something and you put it together kind of jankily, you're like, it's fine.
Yeah,
you know, it looked a little warped right there. And you're like, big deal, you know.
Right.
This is fine. That little misstep when I first got that bed came back to haunt me last night. So got that out of the way. Pour myself a cocktail. Sorry, Midnight Family. Wasn't gonna happen. Just watched the bed crash. It was like, yep.
That's fair.
Yep. So I feel a little bad because I missed 2 days.
That's okay.
Nice show. Yeah. When you going out of town?
The 20th. The day after the spring game. Because we could have left the 19th.
Okay.
And I was like, nah, I want to see the spring game. So the weather better hold up because I'm.
Do you guys go to Disney?
Yeah, we're going to go to Orlando for a few days.
Nice.
Yeah. So, and then we've got Vegas in June.
Lovely.
You're hitting Vegas again.
Hitting Vegas again.
Are you going to go on a crash course diet or something?
Yes.
You have to, right?
Yes. Because we're going.
Are the Vegas standards just a little different?
Yeah. Yeah. Listen.
You want to get fly?
Listen. The wife is losing some weight. You know, she's picked out a couple of bikinis in Vegas. So there's a couple of bikinis that don't have very much in the back end.
Is she beating you?
She's bought. Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, I can't be like the chubby husband. Like,
how much is she beating you by?
A lot. Yeah, a whole lot.
She's going hard.
Yeah, a whole lot. Yeah. So, yeah.
I feel like I feel like that's something you should be touting, but
I mean it's awesome.
I hit a sore subject.
No, I love it. I mean, I'm perfectly fine with it. No, it's gonna be great. Yeah.
I would just be sitting there like,
well, she's graduating.
I'm not gonna let you beat me though.
She's graduating the first week in May, so actually, a Derby weekend. I won't really. I'll be probably up towards Cincinnati this week or this year. Because she's graduating, so we're excited about that. So then she'll be starting as a nurse practitioner somewhere here in town. So
are you going to put out the disclaimer?
Yeah, hire her.
Charity Rummage.
Yeah.
Hire her.
Pay her. She's got a lot of experience. She's been doing this since she's like 16. Started volunteering when she was 15, 16. No, she got in it herself. Her dad got into nursing because of her.
Okay.
Yeah. She's 29, about to turn 30 now. So she's got, time. But yeah, I mean, she's been in ICUs, ERs. So yeah, I'm excited for her. But yeah, she's getting in good shape. So I'm like, all right, so if we're going to do Vegas and we're going to be staying at the Cosmo. So we've got a room overlooking the Bellagio fountains.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, that'll be fun.
11 scenes.
Yeah. So, but anyway, so there's a lot going on in the next couple months. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Sphere looks kind of cool. Yeah.
There's a lot going on the next couple months.
Sphere or who are my people? The gymnastics. Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
No, I actually haven't. I've only been to Vegas once.
Mm.
Yeah. We didn't do a Cirque show. I probably need to do a show.
Is that what they call it? A Cirque show?
Yes.
We never.
That's what us Vegas people call it.
We never went to. We never saw. What's your play that we have to go see? They come by here every year.
Oh God!
I'm 37.
Chester. Oh man, what's it called? Shen Yun or whatever.
Oh, listen, yeah. I gave up on that when they posted that thing here, and we were like, man, these things are everywhere. A few weeks later, we went with Charity's uncle and aunt, and we were down in Miami, and there was a billboard for like Shen Yun or whatever, and I was like, okay, there's no stopping it. It's everywhere.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's funny, though.
I'll no longer fight that.
I haven't seen them around here since.
We're going next time they come back.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen them in like 2 years. Was that 2 years ago? I haven't seen a Shen Yun poster.
No.
Since then. And they used to come here like every year. So maybe we scared them away, which was not my intention. I just was pissed off.
Culture, Kentucky people.
Yeah. Or maybe they just heard there was like some big-headed Italian kid was yelling at us.
Yeah.
Screw that town.
Okay. So speaking of unstoppable forces.
Okay.
Hurley to Kentucky.
No.
Breaking news.
No. We don't need that. We don't need that.
No, seriously. And that's been lingering this whole time with all the bull crap today.
How much is this idea that Danny Hurley's going to go to the UK? Kentucky confidence, and how much of that is the Louisville fear?
It's 80% Louisville fear, 20% Kentucky
confidence.
What's
that, you see? How much of the fire or the buzz?
You want to undo the phones so we can take some phone calls today?
Dude, that's what not doing it.
God, every show, man.
No, it does it automatically. Producer, I swear. Steve.
I know. I'm like, at what point am I going to just learn that? And then we'll just do a two-man show, and I'll just learn them.
Two-man game.
I mean, what they do is very hard.
Steve's just
going
to jog in there and turn it on.
But I'm like, I feel like I could learn it over time, eventually. Like, I don't think it's easy what producers do at all, but I'm like, we're just going to run the show.
Today's not today, Steve.
I know, yeah.
Be like, oh, yeah, let's take phone calls. Oh, it's in the street. Oh, you hate to see that. Oh, what a shame. I don't know how that got there.
What say you, Steve? How much is Louisville fear versus Kentucky confidence?
Oh, listen, I think Louisville fans have pretty much set their. By the way, Calipari is he's been announced officially.
Okay.
As the.
Do we have the Woo Pig Zooey video yet?
No, I mean, he's. Oh. The press conference is today.
Okay.
But they've announced officially that he is coming to there. He signed a 5-year deal worth $7 million per year. So, yeah.
So, what do you take a pay cut and just say? Yeah, put it towards the NIL.
Yeah, pretty much.
Make sure.
News conference today at 6 p.m. So, yeah. No, I think Louisville fans, I think we're basically like, just don't let it be Billy D or Hurley. Agreed. Anybody else, I'm here for. Hire them away.
What is the personality? Now, I want to open up the lines of this one. 8150, 93.9. Are lines open, Nikki?
Yeah. Buttons unstuck.
The
sorry.
Question you're going to ask is very good, because at the end of the day, I don't care what Kentucky fans think about it. I care what does it mean for me.
Yes.
you know what I mean? Like, and Louisville.
What is the – and it's for, listen, YouTube channel's up and running, text line's open, phone line's open. Now, I want you to really think about this. You're watching a game. Let's not even get to a game. Not even get to a Kentucky-Louisville game. You're watching a game on television early in the year.
Okay.
What kind of personality would make you hate this coach game one? what kind of personality would make you say, I want a piece of that coach? You know, like super animated. Is that the guy you're going to hate early?
Yeah, I mean, okay, because it's going to be hard not to put names to it. But somebody like Danny Hurley would win, and he's going to complain to the refs, and he's going to be mad, and he's going to yell.
Touch his player.
But he's going to be pumping up his players.
But he's, let me be clear, they already are going to have to deal with that because that's Pat Kelsey. Like, Pat Kelsey is going to drive them insane. He's going to yell.
He's going to drive.
He's going to complain to the refs.
Kentucky insane.
He's going to talk crap. You know what I'm saying?
So if they get, okay, are we putting our coach into this debate? Like, because here's the thing. If you get polar opposites, that could be explosive. If you get a high wire, Pat Kelsey, and Kentucky's coach is
Scott
Stoic.
Drew.
Ooh, that could be a powder keg.
Oh, I know, and that's what I
explain to people what I'm.
That's
thinking.
What I think it's going to be.
Ooh,
because you're gonna have Pastor Drew, and trying to think, what would Kelsey be?
Powder keg Kelsey.
Yeah, powder keg Kelsey. No, and I think that they would be very combustible because Drew's going to be more of a, hey, let's college basketball here. Let's do this. And Kelsey's going to be like, no, you've got a national title.
Look at his coaching beefs? Do we got to go find his rivalry?
Dusty May.
Okay.
Which is very Scott Drew-ish. And him and Dusty May got into it.
No. I was saying Scott Drew's.
Oh.
Who is his?
I don't care
natural
about his.
Predatory. No, just. But you know how it was good to see.
I mean, yeah,
Mack
yeah.
Thrown in and, sure. And say, okay, this is how our guy's going to handle the rivalry.
But I can tell you, right now that Kelsey got into it with guys like Dusty May. Mm-hmm. And that's guys that are like Scott Drew. So even if Scott Drew's beefs aren't with guys like that, that's who my coach's beefs are going to be with. So he's going to be coming after him. And he's going to be like, man, you've got a title. Like, I'm like, listen, I'm coming to chew your head off.
Will he dare say, I mean, they won the title. Listen, I mean, they won the title in the COVID year.
I know. Oh, man.
I mean, you got that one title in the COVID year.
Oh, that's going to be awesome, dude.
Let me get to the phone lines really quick.
Awesome.
Bob, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Bob.
Hey, guys. It's kind of neat to see the UK fan base squirm right now.
Mm.
From what I understand, Kentucky threw out like a $11 or $12 million deal to Danny Hurley. And so far, he hasn't said yay or nay, but his wife really doesn't want him to move. And he'd be somebody I would not like to have at UK, being a UofL fan, because I think the guy can win. But the question is, he's from the Northeast. Would you want to come to Kentucky? And then as far as Scott Drew, I think it's the same deal. Other than him knowing Mitch Barnhart or being, buddies,
right?
He's in a safe environment at Baylor. I mean, they're going to build a statue for him. It's almost kind of like the Louisville job, except 10 times worse. Kentucky fans, Big Blue Nation. But if the guy doesn't win, I mean, they're going to be mad at him, and would any sort of money, how much money would get you to want to come to Kentucky? One name that I've heard was that Seth Greenberg mentioned a guy personality wise that could take that job would be Bruce Pearl. And he'd be tough to coach against. Although Kelsey's young, and you know, like you all were saying, he'll breathe fire back into you know, into this job, and go back against, you know, he'll fight for whoever's the coach of Kentucky. You know, I think he'd be good. But, you know, Bruce Pearl, what is he, like 65?
I mean, I don't know.
Hey, you know, he's only got a few years left. But anyway, I didn't know what you guys would think. But I'm happy with who we've got, and you know, I'm happy that Kentucky is squirming. You guys take care.
Yeah, definitely. Appreciate the call, Bob.
I don't think any coach feels like, I won't, a coach of the, any of those levels is gonna be like, man, I ain't gonna be able to win there. You know, though, that's the only, that would they be my know, only yeah,
right. In their yeah. mind, they know they're gonna win here.
Pitbull Pat, Pastor Drew,
Louisville Lamont says Project Pat still. He's still big on that.
I like that one. Mm-hmm. I like that.
No, I don't. I don't.
Okay, we don't. Never mind. Stupid, stupid nickname. You will call them what Marcus wants you to call them.
I don't want the word project connected to Pat Kelsey.
Well, he's a project.
He's not a project. He's proven Pat
Kelsey. He's like Kelsey. The Gorgie Jang coaches.
I mean, does that make sense, though? Like,
yeah,
like,
yeah, no,
like,
absolutely.
Like, what if that turned into a thing? You know what I'm saying? It's like, I think that cuts off his...
Yeah.
You know, it just cuts off. It's like, dude, if he hits the ground running,
yeah,
I don't want it to sound like an experiment the first year. Because then you're like, oh, that was the first year of the experiment, second year of the experiment, you know, the project, you know. No,
yeah.
Not a project. Dude can coach. Dude's ready to roll. He's, you know, everything he's done so far has struck you like he's rolling. Who do we got right there?
Texter says, yeah, look, they're like, I'm 10 toes down in the rival. Yeah, listen, I feel you, Texter. Says, even if they hire Hurley, I'm going to be like, yeah, he's a bum.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, listen, yeah. I did that before.
Hey, he sucks.
Listen, I did that before the show even started. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but which dude would just drive just this nail in, you know, when
yeah.
the guy's nailed to the chalkboard right when, you know, right from the press yeah. conference.
Like on. I said, I got the next big star, so I'm fine.
Right.
I'm not worried.
Unless Antonio, thanks for joining
We'd
us.
We'd hide
on
shirts. I'd be like,
93.9.
Scared to death.
Fire
man,
away.
This is Jeff for Tri-State.
Antonio, fire away, my man.
Oh, Nick's got to hit the button. So. Yeah, there you
Sorry
are.
About
Sorry.
That.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll start over if you could.
Okay, good morning, fellas. I wanted to talk about the fact that if they do get Scott Drew, his personality to me just don't match the Kentucky fan base. I'm listening to Kentucky radio. They're skittish on him. They're skittish on they see what we got in PK, and they know that we got excitement and energy. Even if Scott Drew, he's not that excitement hype guy. Kentucky, it's like moving from L.A. to Utah. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And the fact that the next Kentucky coach, John Calipari, is in the SEC. Everywhere John Calipari goes in the first few years, he makes a splash. Expect Arkansas to be close to the Final Four next year. And my two favorite teams, I'm a diehard Cardinal, but my next favorite team, guys, is Arkansas Razorbacks. Thank you. I'll hang up and listen.
All right, baby.
Appreciate
WPS.
The call.
How much Arkansas are you going to watch? Oh, a lot. Because, listen, I'm not going to let
fade away.
That we did a first segment on Tuesday, and it was authentic.
Mm.
Thank God. He's gone. Thank God he's gone. I mean, they were about to load up again next year. They were doing all the, we're mad at him, wanting fired. They were going to be top five.
Top five.
They were loaded.
Recruiting class
yeah.
already.
Yeah, they're going to fool around, get a guy back or something. They were going to get a couple transfers. They already got the number. They got a number two class only because Duke has Cooper Flagg and one of the better classes ever.
Mm-hmm.
Or Kentucky be the number one again. You know, it's like, yeah, no, they were going to be reloaded again, and it was going to be rinse and repeat. And you know what you were going to be doing? Around January, February, you're going to be like, my God, they're going to win the national championship.
They're going to win. They're going to get
yeah.
hot.
Yes. And so I am tickled. So, really, anybody they hire, to me, will be like, okay, it's not Cal.
It's still not Cal.
But I swear, I think a guy like Scott Drew is the most, is the best.
What do you have to say about the personality comment? Like, you think that's going to be a big culture shock to the new personality?
Oh, it's going to be a culture shock, yeah. But again.
And I will say this, Bob, I didn't address it, but there has been some coaches from the Northeast head down to Kentucky and be pretty successful.
So. Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. He'll be, he'll be fine there if he went there. It will be, but of course there's always the ultimate caveat is if they win, it doesn't matter. You know, I mean, at the end of the day. Now, what it does matter, though, is if a fan base doesn't vibe with you, your leash is a lot shorter if you don't win. That's more of the issue. You know, if you win, it's cool. But that's like with Charlie. Fans and Charlie didn't vibe like that. So it was like,
how much of that was style of play, though?
Oh, a lot. Mm-hmm. And his he wanted to be traditional. Mm-hmm. Like, they tried to give him infrared jerseys mm-hmm. that one year.
Yep.
And he was like, no, absolutely not. And we're like, why? Like, that's what we like, man.
No.
You know, yeah, no, we're going to wear stripes on our sides of our jerseys. Yeah. We're going to wear Louisville. We're going to be basically South Carolina, just with a different shade of red, because that's what we do. And we style the play, and this is how we win. And he won. And it was like, awesome. But then, I mean, you know.
He felt the energy. He was like, yeah, I got to take this Texas thing right
now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, yeah, dude. Like,
I feel the walls.
You have a couple bad years in a row. It's going to be like, yeah, get out of here, man. But no, for me, that's kind of the issue there. But again, I just don't, I'm putting myself out there. I don't usually do this. Usually I just hate on all the coaches. Mm-hmm. So then it's like, well, I don't care who they hire. So I would just say, well, I don't care if they hire Dan Hurley. He won't have the success. Yeah, no. As long as it's not Hurley or Billy Donovan, I don't think Louisville fans really care. I mean, of course, Kentucky fans will do the thing. If they hire Scott Drew today, I know my guy James, he'll jump on there today and be like, man, it was our first choice. That's what we wanted. Okay. Well, it wasn't, but yeah, sure. But yeah, you got him. I don't think Kentucky was scared that we were going to hire Scott Drew.
That's a great point.
So I don't think we're scared that they're going to hire Scott Drew.
I didn't really feel the fear off of Scott Drew. I mean, maybe because they didn't think it was going to actually happen, but
yeah.
I still, either way, I didn't see them like hitting the panic button, feeling like they had to turn up the heat on Cal.
No.
Or anything like that.
No, I think they were like, yeah, you know, Scott Drew. I mean, he's a sensible salad.
Don't say.
I mean, essentially, it's like he's got.
I thought it.
He's got the national title. I mean, to quote Mark Ennis, I mean, a sensible salad.
Wait, you mean the COVID national
title? He's got the COVID national title in front of no fans. And then he's got a laundry list of choke jobs.
Wait, listen, Steve. Listen, we have to make a decision today. Mm-hmm. Nikki, you're a part of this show. I need you. You put your head in here too. What are we gonna do? Okay. Are we going to ban, listen, because if he's the coach, are we going to continue to say the COVID national title? We are listen, we have to make a decision today.
Yeah, he's the only coach to win a national title in front of no fans. And has a laundry list of choke jobs to go along with that.
Oh,
so, yeah,
man.
No, there is enough evidence there to me to say.
So we're allowed to do that.
What was different? You choked every other year, and then that year you won the national championship.
Okay.
I mean, it's a rivalry. You got to pull out all the stops.
He had two lottery picks, and Clemson beat the piss out of him this year.
Was that the same Clemson?
That Clemson? Yeah. And they rolled him. I mean, they were up double digits most of the game.
I mean, Clemson is very underrated.
I mean, I do think that is true, but he had two lottery picks.
I'm just trying to give him some bailout.
Jacoby Walter and that Yves Medie or whatever his name is.
Oh, the big boy.
The big guy.
Oh, yeah.
They're both lottery picks. They're going to go lottery. And they got busted by Clemson. I mean, he's Calipari with like a little less talent.
William Lee says, no fans and fake crowd noise.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not right. How can you be? Don't discredit people's championships.
And players had to get stuff stuck up their nose every game. And you're basically going through a physical before every game. Yeah, yeah, you won that one. I mean, Nick was happy, but All right, that's the last one.
I was gonna say.
I'm done. I'm done now.
Cardboard cutout fans.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
I forgot about all
he
that.
He won the title from a bunch of people like this.
The cardboard championship? Yeah. What are you going to call it?
Yeah. What's the little fan things that they put in front of car lots?
Oh, the wacky wavy and inflatable tube man.
Hey!
I was like, wow, man. That's awesome.
Did they really do... I want to talk to those players. It's like, hey, y'all, was that not the lamest thing you ever did? Or did it feel like...
Yeah, seriously.
Did it feel lame or did it feel like... Were y'all just focused on the game?
What was it like? You know, you just have a massive play and you expect the crowd to roar. You look out there, then there's the little...
And you hear your own self.
Just, yeah, there's Jerry Seinfeld cut out staring at you.
Look, you just, hey, what? Yeah. Hey, what? Hey, what? Yeah. Forget it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't even feel the same.
Yeah, no, that's what I say. So I'm like, yeah, no, it's not. And again, my biggest thing will be, go back and check the tapes. Y'all did not care if we hired Scott Drew at Louisville. You were like, eh. All right.
Quick commercial break, 939 The Ville.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
It's just one of those days where you don't want to wake up. Everything is... Everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you want to justify. Bit someone's head off. No human contact. And if you interact... Your life is on contract. Your best bet is to stay away, mother. It's just one of those days. It's all about the he said, she said, fools. I think you better quit, let it slip, or you'll be leaving with a fat lip. It's all about the he said, she said, fools. I think you better quit talking that. It's just one of those days.
That's bringing me down. Listen, I've had a great morning. Listen, I've got a dinner tonight with at Buffalo Wild Wings with Coach Lieberman. We're gonna hang out and enjoy. Look, I look forward to my time with
Wednesday. You're supposed to do Thursdays, right?
Nah, we do Wednesdays. Wednesdays are easier.
The A squad there?
Yeah.
Is it like a Wing Wednesday? Wait. Aren't there some specials?
No.
Oh. That song brings you down?
I mean, just no, not the song's cool, but it's just like
Look, and let me mess you up some more. Rest in peace, Melissa Jacobo. I know that song word for word because I dated a Cali girl, a softball player. Yeah, and that was her come out music.
Oh wow, nice.
Yeah,
that was her at bat. Okay,
yeah, was her at
bat. No, the song's great. Yeah, yeah.
Between that and Gwen Stefani. That's what I had to listen to.
I just got a text from James. He said, "Don't worry, bro. I ordered donuts."
he's trying to brighten up the mood a little bit.
I just thank mean you, more of MVP. The Nick and then just you and just all y'all's problems.
We just bombarded you too much.
Yeah, just both y'all. Like we can only have out of us three, only one person can have a bad
can
day.
Have a bad. No, mine was going good. Once I survived,
okay.
My incident.
All right, feeling good. Then.
It's been great. Yeah,
that's good. So it's just Nick.
Yeah,
I'm trying not to let it spread. I'm just trying to contain it back here.
Let me I'm pass sorry. Along some. First and foremost, before I even get
into mad at you.
Into the dirty details of what's going on. I want to take a second to give a huge shout out and special thanks to one of the newest members of the team. That would be Kentuckiana Pump Sales for every...
Pump, 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 pump it up.
For every home, building, business, or municipality that all rely on the movement these pumps provide. The moment you need a water or sewage pump, You should be thinking Kentuckiana Pump Sales. They're like our first responders or essential personnel. Over 35 years of experience, best service, fairest possible price. And it's right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana. People, go see Harold or go see Mark. You'll find out exactly what you need. Utility, sump, affluent, grinder, sewage, anything you need. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, of course. Or you can give them a call, 812-725-9217. Or simply visit KentuckianaPumps.com. Tomorrow, 3303 Industrial Parkway. We will be doing the show from 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana. We will be feeding four pegs to attendees at 3303 Industrial Parkway. It will be a full open house to learn anything you want to learn at 3303 Industrial Parkway. So four pegs. You get to meet Steve Effin Rummage.
Right.
What's your middle name?
Ray. It's just simple. Not.
I was not ready.
Yeah.
SRR.
I was nice. Not ready for him to say
Ray. Yeah.
So we could call him Stevie Ray.
Yeah. It was like, it was simple. I wasn't. I guess I should have said something with an F.
I was not ready for you to say Ray.
Yeah.
You look like Ray should be your first name.
Not right? Now that I'm getting older. Yeah.
You look like a Ray Steven. Yeah, more than a Stephen Ray.
Ray Stevens. That's funny.
Yeah.
Like the Mississippi Squirrel Revival guy. You ever heard that?
No.
Oh,
no.
My gosh, dude. You've never heard that song? Ray, he made all the parody, like, funny.
Yep.
Like that squirrel got loose in the... church.
I just know the name.
Yeah, it was funny.
I know the name.
It was good.
I wasn't ready for Ray.
Yeah, Ray, that's it, man. You know, producers are the worst sometimes. He's like, I know what Nick's doing right now. And it's going to be, like, way past the time. you don't have to, like, you don't have to do that.
Yeah. Like, once it's past, it's past.
Yeah.
Well, when I was a kid, I'd take a trip every summer.
It was funny.
Down to Mississippi to visit my.
It's one of those songs, though, you're going to literally have to listen to the whole thing.
I'd run back.
Or it's not going to be funny.
Climbing trees, free as a song. One day I happened to catch.
I got a text.
All right.
I want to.
Well, I stuffed him down.
Does anyone remember Donovan snitching about Nike helping Kentucky more than they helped Florida? Which is really why he left. Do you remember that?
Vaguely.
You don't. That's a good pull.
Yeah.
Type in. Billy Donovan complains about Nike. You don't remember when Billy Donovan was like, "Hey, I got tired of them getting help." And it's like, "Hey, what about us? Like, they're not the only Nike school."
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I vaguely remember that.
I do. I do remember that. And that's why he's not coming back to college.
Yeah. I think it would be hard to pull him to college, but
out of the lifestyle.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is the last day of the dead period. Tomorrow is the last day of the dead.
Yeah, period. I'm ready to get back into. I did love Coach Kelsey talking yesterday on the ACC Network, and they asked him if he watched the national championship game, and he was like, not really. He's like, I was on recruiting Zoom calls.
He's like, yeah, I already know those systems.
Yeah, yeah. So, and Dante Maddox will be on campus this weekend. Ooh, what's the weather looking like?
Dante Maddox will be on campus this weekend.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful.
Did he get
it's it down? 80 this weekend.
Did he get it down to three schools?
Five.
Okay, did you
find? I didn't find that, but I did find him talking about the opening now, which I think is interesting.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, if we were KSR, it would be.
You sure you don't want this?
Spent, you know, 5 years, my first 5 years of coaching, you know, Coach Pitino gave me a job. Two kids, one there. I think, like, at all my stocks, you know, you have very, very fond memories. I have not been contacted by anybody. I haven't spoken to anybody. My total commitment and focus is here to this team and to this group. I think with what we've been through, you know, this year and the way we started, we've talked about it, I give our guys a lot of credit for hanging in there and battling through some of the things we had to battle through, and I'm with them on that, and I'm committed to them with that. So, you know, again, a lot of this stuff I think sometimes turns out to be speculation, but I have not had any contact with anybody in my commitments here.
Everybody always says that because their agents do all the talking, right?
Billy Donovan in the UK confirmed.
Yeah. I mean, they don't. I mean, I don't think he'll go there, but it's not because of that.
It's not because of poor relationship.
Yeah.
I do remember him saying that though, and I think we were on the air, Steve, and I think we were just kind of like,
yeah,
doing another one that was like, you can't keep getting away with.
Yeah, no, yeah. Listen, this is how
he's literally complaining about the shoe company.
Yeah.
Not helping him as much as they're helping Kentucky.
Yeah. Like, I mean,
that wasn't right.
Yeah, no, like we're trying to get a player.
How did Duke stay on that commercial, Steve?
Oh, the one where the kid grew up and he picks Duke.
Oh, no. Oh, that was in a league of its own.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the commercial they aired during the championship where they had Purdue, North Carolina State. Mm-hmm. Who else was it? Purdue, North Carolina State, UConn.
And Alabama.
And Duke. They took one of them out and had Duke in there.
Just had Duke rolling.
Yeah, they had like, it was like NC State, Duke, and it was going on during the championship game. And I'm like, well, that's not fair.
Well, they're setting up for next year already.
That's what I'm like. They're not even in it. Because you know when they kept showing J. Will?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, look, a friend of mine said, oh, because they got J. Will in it. I'm like, I don't care, but like that's still not fair.
Well, Duke, that's the thing though. Next year, they're already. I mean, you're talking about guys like Filipowski and Jared McCain. Jared McCain's going to be a lottery pick, and they're like, there's a chance he might come back.
I was going to ask you that question too, Steve. I was trying to
like, it's almost like they're setting them up to be the super team next year.
What do you think? Because I'll be getting out here shortly. $2 million.
I'll be here.
$2 million.
Yeah.
In the hands of a college student.
Okay.
On a campus.
Mm-hmm.
Versus $2 million on an NBA team. 2.5 on an NBA team. What world would you enjoy more?
God, probably in the college world.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, because you got no expenses as a college.
Yeah, seriously.
Kid. I mean, once you're in the NBA, you do.
That $2 million, doubles.
Think about what we're saying right now.
Yeah.
We're almost agreeing with each other that $2 million in your college hands is better than 2.5 in NBA hands.
Well, yeah.
I would say.
But I think the difference is probably... I mean, what's a rookie? What's a lottery contract, though?
But the work.
Yeah.
Listen, school, study halls.
Yeah.
College life.
Yeah, but my point is, I think
34 to 40 games compared to 82.
I don't think
women.
Yeah, but I don't think we're talking 2.5 to 2 mil. Like, if you're a $2 million player in college, you probably now if you're a guy that's like back end. Or second rounder, then sure. But if you're a lottery pick, I mean, what's the average lottery pick?
Yeah, I'm going to look that up.
I was looking at top 10.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's like, the first five are like good.
Yeah.
But after, when it gets down to 6, 7.
Yeah,
eight,
that's what I was more starts. Thinking, like the back end of the lottery. If you could get $2 million to stay in college. But what's a back end of the lottery?
Just the option of college is starting to sound so much more alluring than dealing with the...
Yeah. Because, I mean, if it's a difference of, but a lottery pick might be a $30 million. Or, you know, I don't know, though. I'm not saying it would be.
Yeah, that rookie deal sucks.
That's the thing.
To be a lottery, the NBA Players Union really screwed their system up by doing that.
Yeah.
By sliding.
Or they did it right.
All right, so pick... 14.
Yeah, that's more.
Yeah, is making 3.5. Okay. His first year salary.
Okay, so what would you have to make in college to turn down a 3.5 pro?
I mean, two and a half.
Yeah.
I think would be fair.
Yeah.
Because you would go, okay, I don't have to get a house. I don't have to do any of this. I don't, you know, I can see the draw.
Yeah.
Of saying
college is cool.
Here's this money.
And
40 games as opposed to 82.
Yeah, and now we're going to start doing Wizard Army and saying, yeah, if I'm college, I'm not staying in the dorms.
But that's true, though. Like, yeah.
You can't.
But, yeah. Like, I'm going to have an awesome place.
Also, you got people
I'm kinda, living at the Omni.
Yeah.
Like,
and you got people that are protecting you here.
The like, house.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, when you have 3.5 and you're living in a city, what was that girl that ruined PJ Washington's life, basically? Oh, Brittany, what's her face?
No, she didn't.
I thought, well, yeah, but
she tried to hurt his reputation.
He made an adult decision.
But I'm saying when you're that 3.5 gets whittled away because you're making adult decisions like that. Whereas in college, I mean, you could make some stupid
Have
decisions,
you seen her?
But you got. Oh, I'd roll the dice to ruin my life. Yeah, but
a lot of people will roll the dice to ruin their life.
Yeah, no, I mean that's fair. But I'm saying those people exist. Out there,
you think you're just safer in college?
I think you're safer in college.
A lot less.
I mean, as long as you're not like a total idiot, obviously, but I mean, you got handlers. I feel like there's more handlers here in college, in theory.
More of a staff.
Yeah, right.
Keep you under control a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I do feel like you can just kick back and enjoy your cash. You know, like.
Or get your adult life. I really enjoyed hearing DJ Burns talk about his vending machines.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
That was great. That, to me, you did college a huge disservice by not talking about these stories. This, again, Bozak Smith, I will never, ever, 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 ever forget when NIL was being thrown around 2-3 years before it actually came about. He said, you got to blow some money first before you got to blow some money. You got experience being stupid, blowing some money as a kid. For him to say that was going to be the best, you know, when people say, oh, they're just going to spend their money on stupid stuff. He's like, exactly. You know what I'm saying? But when you get a DJ Burns, responsible, bought some vending machines.
Invested, basically.
That's a story. That's a story of teaching him how to be self-sufficient for the rest of his life and not have to worry about NBA money, not have to worry about, like, no, these guys learn, and they're around each other.
Yeah.
Teammates, hey, this is what I do. I'm like, oh, okay, this is what I can do. That's a great part about NIL that's never going to get addressed, never get talked about. And I think that's really, really a shame. You know what I'm saying? Like, it should be. And maybe I'll be the one. Smart business ventures with NIL. Not just the, hey, look at the car you got. Look at the,
yeah.
Look at the tattoos.
But that stuff's cool, too.
Let's go.
It's still fun.
It's still fun to see people having fun.
By the way, what do you think? Look, do you know how many? I know we're at the break here, but I got to ask this while you're still here. So Elijah's like my high school kid, okay, 15. He's like, hey, so when I turn like 16 or something, he's like, if like I got you to approve it and stuff, could I get a tattoo? And I'm like, and my immediate reaction was, no. What? You're a sophomore, dude.
You're a child.
But then he says something. He's like, Dad, like everybody at school has tattoos. And I'm like, that's not true. And I started noticing at the games. I'm like, these high school kids are tatted up. Like, it was like, no way you would get a tattoo. I mean, I graduated in 05, and it was you get a tattoo.
You played a lot of kids with tattoos. You just don't remember.
And that might be true.
You just never.
But I just remember thinking it was like,
but back,
that would be such a taboo question. Like,
back,
can I get a tattoo, Mom?
Here's the problem. Back then, you immediately dismissed them as, oh, you don't got no parents.
Yeah.
If they had tattoos.
I know.
You know, but.
Because I was
there
like.
There was a lot of people with tattoos.
I was like, my God, I'm going to have to take this conversation serious now. Mm-hmm. Like, man.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, these kids now, granted, I will say this. If, and I don't think we will, but if he does, I already told him. I said it would have to be something. I said that you were was approved by us,
yep.
And you could wear a t-shirt and shorts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it couldn't be seen.
Yeah,
yeah. So when you're 18. Hey, you want a tattoo? Charity's got a full sleeve.
Yep, yep.
I mean, that's her business.
Yeah, it'd be kind of hard to.
But I'm not going to tell. I'm not going to get you, you know, you're not tattooing, you know.
Yeah.
Earn not given down your forearm or something, you know.
No, listen. Listen, the best breakthrough moment that I ever had, right, was when I got the magnet earring. I got the little magnet earring where it's like a half a ball on one side.
Yeah.
And man, Steve, I came into the house. I was doing my best to get my mom to notice this little magnet earring, right? Because I wanted to get my ear pierced, right? And I knew she'd have a fit.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I went to one of them stores and I was like, what? You know, you can just a magnet like that. I put it on. I'm walking by her. No, it's on my left side. I'm trying to sit on the left side of the couch. You know, I'm just like, and it took a while, right? And she was like, Marcus, I was like, huh?
What?
Look, what? She was like, when did you get your ear pierced? And I was like, oh, I've been had this, you know.
And she's just like, what we do, Mom.
Yeah. That's the mode I went into, and she was like, Michael. And my dad came around the corner. He got his ear pierced, right? And I kind of looked at his reaction. But you ever seen that one when the kid says, "Shut up, Mom," and the dad gets up? You seen a little bit the video?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Where they
yes.
The dad.
Yeah, I don't like those.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know,
yeah, right? Yeah.
I thought my dad, and then he was like, "It looked kind of good."
Yeah. Yeah. So I can do this? Yes, that's when you broke down. That, like, wait a minute. So this is okay?
That's exactly what happened. She was like, I mean, it looks good, but he didn't tell anybody. And then I pulled it off. I was like, no, I'm just kidding. But I'm getting it now.
Now I'm going to get one. So
go ahead and play us out, Nikki. Yeah, I was pumped.
Yeah, I know. That's why I say he said it, and my immediate reaction was like, well, you lost your mind. And then he was like, no, for real, look. And I looked around and I remember being like, well.
Yeah, they're I
get not it. Saying you can get one because everybody else has got it, but I'm like, well, I mean, I got tattoos. Like,
yeah,
it's
a lot more acceptable now.
Yeah, acceptable. LeBron had one, Texter said, in high school. Sold.
He had a Humvee.
I'm gonna tell Elijah to get a goat right on his arm.
He had a Hummer also.
Yeah, that's true. Sprite. Shout out Sprite.
Ruined his college eligibility before he got started.
He's coming to Louisville.
93.9 The Mill.